We learn that on New Year's Day 1899, Alson Skinner Clark, an American art student in Paris, visited the studio of his teacher, James McNeill Whistler. He described the event in a letter to a friend. Whistler invited the class up to his studio. We all went, and his valet let us in, and we each shook Jimmy by the hand. He gave us all the champagne we could drink. His studio is as big as the whole attic and is fine. He has a beautiful screen. It is sort of a Japanese water scene with a big bridge or something on it, and is fine in color. His studio is very dimly lit. The walls are of a warm, dark pink. There are all kinds of balconies in it, but not one picture is to be seen anywhere. All are turned toward the wall. He wears a little monocle and always keeps putting it in and recovering it. That from the Smithsonian volume, Artists in Their Studios, by Liza Kerwin and Joan Lord, who continue saying, "Studios are intimate places, chambers of the imagination, where artists realize their most personal expressions, and the public is not always invited in." And that's why the Smithsonian Institution issued this photographic study, so we could get a glimpse behind the scenes. For over a decade and a half, artists in Wayne County have been opening their doors and inviting us into their studios. No champagne flutes for us, but certainly so much to behold. Lots of easels and brushes and potter's wheels, some vintage tools perhaps, and paint tubes, fabrics and flowers, and so much we can't begin to imagine. All part of the process of making the images, the forms we'll take to the road to see. It's the annual Artist Studio Tour presented by the Wayne County Arts Alliance, Friday, July 6th, Saturday, July 7th, and Sunday, July 8th. Janet Gaglione is Executive Director of the Wayne County Arts Alliance and coordinator of the tour. She paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about Wayne County Studios and the Arts Alliance.
The Wayne County Arts Alliance was created in 2003 by a group of professional artists that live in Honesdale. Some were native to there, some had moved there, and they wanted to create a stronger arts community, and they also specifically wanted to have a studio tour. So this is our 16th annual studio tour. It's one of the largest events that the Arts Alliance does every year and one of the most consistent. We have many other projects. Some go on every year, some come and go depending on who's leading it and the interest of our membership. But the studio tour is sort of why the whole Arts Alliance was created. And this is the 16th year of the tour. We've had a variety of different artists, different years. This year, it's very exciting. About half of the artists are either new to the tour or back after many years' absence. We have 18 artists on the tour this year. Most are professional artists. Some are serious hobbyists that do other things and their artwork, depending on each of their lives. So we have a wide variety of artists. We have painters. We have a stained glass artist. H. Dennis Christie is on the tour for the first time this year with some beautiful work. Jerry DeCrody is a graphic artist that works in some personal art as well, but his profession is graphic art. So we have some very colorful, fun things going on there. We have two jewelry artists. Elaine Flynn is new to our tour this year. She actually creates lampwork glass beads with heavy kilns and fireworking to create the beads that she then creates into jewelry. Coraline Grady is back again this year. She is a jewelry artist that's been on the tour once or twice. We have a couple of photographers. Bill Westmoreland is back with his drive-by series and his grasscape series. And his studio is a bit further out of town, but it's beautiful. And once you get there, you can see where he gets his inspiration for much of his artwork, which is not in the middle of downtown. Some of our other artists this year are Alan S. Ford, who is a photographer that takes realistic photos and also does digital creation with some of his photographs, which are a little more abstract or a little more graphic in design, but the origin is actually a photograph. Bozena Januszewski is an artist that's new to our area, a beautiful painter who also does some charming little ceramic houses. So several of our artists work in more than one medium.
That's what's so exciting about this tour is the idea of maybe getting a sense of process.
Yes. We're hoping many of our artists will be able to do some demonstrations during the tour. Most are in their studios, although we have a few showing in other venues because of logistics. And we have everything from pottery to photography to glasswork to stained glass to large sculptural installations that Dennis Foltz makes. And it is a wonderful variety.
And the other important thing is when we come to Wayne County to experience this array of artists, we're in a beautiful place, natural place. And so it's not just that we get to go into studios, which would be wonderful in and of itself, but we also get the historic nature of Honesdale, but then the beautiful nature of Wayne County.
Yes, it's wonderful because several of these artists, if they weren't homegrown here, have chosen to move here and be inspired by their artists. I mentioned Vojena. She has a charming house with a stream going through her backyard, and that's where she gets some of her inspirations in addition to her various travels. And each of the artists have their own choice of inspirations. Some paint what they see, some travel and photograph what they see, and some go a completely different angle. Paul Plumador creates collages from old books and illustrations that don't necessarily relate to the landscape of Wayne County, but is a very creative combination of things that is new and different and very unique to some of the other artwork that we have.
You make it very easy for us to take part in the tour, but how do you suggest people go about it?
Well, the brochure is available on our website. It's also available in many area businesses. And we also have a headquarters set up. And this year, that's at the Cooperage Project, which is right at 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. And at our headquarters, we have one piece of artwork from each of our 18 tour artists so that someone can come in, take a look, and decide, oh my goodness, I have to see more of that, or I want to see more of this, and then can plan their day or days. It would be a bit challenging to visit all 13 locations and 18 artists in one day, but if one moved very quickly, one might. But that's why the tour is spread out over 3 days, July 6th, 7th, and 8th. The studios are open from 10 to 6 each day. It is free to the public, and people can choose to visit one artist or as many as they like over the course of the 3 days to see what they are most interested in seeing.
What do people like best about it? Or what are some of the things that you might have heard or the artist might have told you about?
I think people are excited about the chance to actually talk to the artist. It's not just walking into a store and seeing art on the wall. If the artist isn't doing demonstrations, frequently the artists have works in progress. So people can see how things are made or what starts looking like one thing turns into something else entirely with the finished piece of artwork. And they can talk to the artist and get a little input as to their thoughts, their inspiration, and their ideas. So it becomes a personal choice if they would like to purchase some of the artwork. Most of the artwork is for sale. People do collect some of these artists' works, large and small, and they have a chance to do that knowing a little more about it rather than just seeing it in a store.
The connection becomes much deeper and richer.
Yes, and that makes things so much more interesting. Even some artwork that I wouldn't take a second look at myself because everyone has their own personal preferences. Once you get into conversation with someone, you see it in a different way and go, oh, that's so much more interesting because you know what the impetus is or where it came from or where it went to. And the story behind it, it makes it so much more of a personal thing to understand and or maybe choose to purchase.
Is there a studio you might describe for us?
Well, Bojena Januszewski is setting up her artwork in a renovated front porch on the house that her and her husband are doing some renovations on. So she's setting that up as a unique display space alongside her house. Matt Posey is a wonderful ceramicist that taught for many years at Marywood University. And since he's now retired, he suddenly has time to be able to be on our tour. He's a very established artist. He has beautiful studio with kilns and throwing wheels and everything that I had never been to before. But now that he's going to be on our tour, that'll be a very exciting destination for people to see as something new. We also have a couple of artists showing in places that are not their own studio. Naomi Tepic is also a ceramic artist, and she and the photographer Alan S. Ford are going to be showing at the Gruber's Barn, which is in Honesdale and is a beautiful location that's owned by another Arts Alliance member who made the space available for them since their own studios are further away and less available for people to actually visit.
And I suppose it would be informative for young people too, wouldn't it?
Oh, of course. It's interesting for people of all ages. Children are welcome. If they're a little rambunctious, they may need to hold mom's hand when they're in the studio. But we want to be visited by everyone. We want to have the opportunity to inspire everyone to see art, be interested in art, and to ask questions about art, and hopefully give it a try themselves somehow, however limited or extensive someone may want to choose to be involved in creating art for themselves.
You told us about the owner of the Gruber Barn, who is a member of the Arts Alliance and who is making that space available to two of the artists who are on the tour so that they can be closer to the epicenter of the tour. It's nice to know that there is a coterie of fellow creative visual artists who have each other's well-being in mind.
It's very supportive and especially fun to see people who work in several different mediums and do so many different things be interested in each other's art, because it may be something that they don't do, but they can appreciate the artistic inspiration and the creativity of their fellow artists.
Now, what about you? And why have you said, yes, I will do this work. I will be the director. What has it meant to you to be part of this?
Well, I'm the executive director of the Arts Alliance now for 2 years. And this is the third year I've been the director of the tour. I was actually an artist on the tour many years ago myself in 2006 and 2008. Don't have a lot of time to create my own artistic quilts now, but I'm a strong supporter of the opportunity for people to see art and to visit the artists and to learn something new.
When artists interpret their own place, like Wayne County, and you've mentioned a couple who do, then if we go and leave that studio and we're driving away, we've just seen the landscape through their eyes, and now we're out on the roads seeing the landscape freshly. And that's what we hope from art, don't we, sometimes?
Yes, it's wonderful to see how each other sees, and that opens our eyes to other possibilities for each of us.
Would you give us an overview of the dates and the times?
Yes, the studio tour is July 6th, 7th, and 8th. The headquarters and each studio are open from 10 to 6 each day. There are map directions and information about each artist both at our headquarters at the Cooperage in Main Street, Honesdale, and also on our website. And there'll be a sample of each art at the headquarters. But you don't have to go to the headquarters. If you know where you want to go or are inspired to see this particular artist or this group of artists in different places, please do. The tour is free to the public. We would like so many people to come and take a look at what we have to offer. And I just want to thank our business sponsors for helping to make this tour possible. They're listed in our brochure, and we thank each and every one of them for helping make this art available and free to the public to view and see. And we invite the public to come and see what we have this year. Each year, it is some different artists and new and different art.
Janet Gaglione, Executive Director of the Wayne County Arts Alliance and Director of the upcoming tour, here speaking with us about the 16th annual Wayne County Arts Alliance Artists Studio Tour. And that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 6th, 7th, and 8th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day, free and open to the public. There is a wonderful brochure and lots of information online at WayneCountyArtsAlliance.org, WayneCountyArtsAlliance.org. You are encouraged to start the Artist Studio Tour at the Cooperage, 1030 Main Street in Honesdale, but you can start anywhere you choose. And for more information, again, WayneCountyArtsAlliance.org, the 16th annual Wayne County Arts Alliance Artist Studio Tour, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 6th, 7th, and 8th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., free and open to the public. For more information, on the web, WayneCountyArtsAlliance.org.